There's primarily two kinds of people. And I know this is like an oversimplification, but I'm just using this as a reference point, you know, to kind of make a point. So these two types of people approach life in opposite ways. And I call these two types, one of them, so one type of people approach life and go through life with a scarcity mindset. And what they do is they approach every situation, because they are in that scarcity mindset, they approach every situation with the attitude of, what can I get here? What can I take? And then there is a second type that approaches life with a different attitude, and it's the opposite attitude. And I don't want to say giving attitude, but I do want to say contributing attitude. So this type, isn't coming from scarcity, but this type is coming from abundance. And it's not like this type believes in abundance. It's more that this type recognizes abundance. This type isn't trying to persuade itself that there's abundance in the world. They recognize abundance. They notice it around and they feel it. And their primary drive is abundance in life. And their intent when they approach situations is contribution. And I've thought about these two types a lot. And, you know, to give a very practical example, what this means is that the first type will go to work and he or she will think, okay, how much money can I make here? And how much money can I get, actually? Not make, but get. Because they're not aware of their own value, so they think of getting. You know, they think they're getting anything. So how much money can I get? And second of all, they ask themselves, okay, what is it that I can get here? And they'll usually approach that work, that job as, okay, let me do my job, you know, if possible, bare minimum, you know. But let me just do what I was hired to do. And then I'm out. I don't care. But the other type, the abundance contributing type, he'll approach work and he'll say, okay, so can I, in this work here, can I contribute something meaningful? Does this work enable me to grow and develop? Does this work really fit my strengths? So, as you notice, even as I'm talking, this second type, you could feel that there's an underlying presence of, I am worthy and I have something to contribute. So this other type is very aware of his or her strengths, while the first type is not. The first type thinks that he or she is getting something for free. Even though they're trading in their time, their energy, they think they're getting something for free. They're not aware of their worth. So I've thought about these two types and I've realized that the difference boils down to this one thing. The first type, the scarcity type, simply doesn't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they have something worthy to offer to the world. And the second type, again, it's not about belief, it's about recognizing. The second type simply recognizes that they have talents, gifts, strengths. And usually, the second type has worked to evolve their strengths and gifts. They have worked to build them into skills. So in other words, if I have a talent for singing, and if I practice, then I develop that into a skill of singing or a strength of singing. So talents aren't really worth much on their own, but they are worth if you develop them. So what's really important is that you, wherever you think you kind of fall in this group, is to ask yourself, what talents do I have? And then go to work on developing those talents so they become strengths, they become skills. You know, if you're good at, you know, presenting complex ideas, you practice that, you know? You practice until you become a presenter. And so you have a skill that's marketable on the market. Everybody needs somebody who can present very complex ideas. So the thing is this, companies need people. They don't necessarily need diplomas. They don't need, actually, like I've read the other day, just a couple of days ago, that Google, Facebook, like the leading tech companies, they no longer require a college degree for new employees. You know, the fact is that the schooling system has pretty much let down people. You know, they're like, the qualifications that you get in school are not as applicable in today's world as they were 20 years ago, even maybe 10 years ago. So the alternative is that when you recognize your potentials, you're like, okay, this is my potential. You believe in it, you know? So, and then you go and you find a way to develop them. You can have coaching. You can have a course that you take, or a class, or a seminar, or a program that's going to help you develop that potential so it becomes a strength. I invest in myself tremendously, not just with money, with time and energy. You know, if I recognize something as my potential, I'll go to work and I will, you know, do my best to develop it through practice, through, you know, reading books on the subject. Like, for example, when I was young, I was like 19 years old. I'm still young, but I was like very young. I was 19 years old, and I got into sales. And that was like, I recognized that I have, you know, a talent for it. I have a talent for communication, but I have to develop it. So I got into sales. And it helped me tremendously because I've developed a skill of selling. And that is a very transferable skill. That's a very sellable skill. And then I've developed, you know, I've noticed that I can, you know, create content. And so I developed the skill of creating programs. And as I was in the sales job, I noticed that I'm pretty good at, you know, helping other salespeople get good. So I was like, okay, you know, this is a potential in me, talent. So I went into a coaching school and I became a professional coach. Then I started my own business and I was like, okay, now it seems to me that I have a talent for business. So I went and I learned the best marketing practice there are, or there were. So today I am very skilled at selling, at presenting, at marketing, at coaching. Those are my skills today, and they are very, very different from just talents. So the first step in whatever category you are is to recognize that, okay, there is something about me, there are talents. Let me go to work to develop them so they become strengths. And if you want to make more money, if you want to increase your income, you have to recognize what those talents are and then go to work and develop them into skills. And by the way, recognizing what your talents are is usually much easier than you think, because it's kind of like wearing glasses on your nose and then look for them. You know, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Well, they're on your nose the entire time. So your talents are pretty much very obvious. You know, if you're like always around people, then, you know, and like you like helping people, then that's a clear indication there's people skills there that you can develop into strengths. Okay, if you're like very analytical and you always analyze stuff, that's also an indication that you have talent, you can turn that into strength. So don't limit yourself if you don't have a degree or you haven't gone to school. Don't limit yourself with like saying, oh man, I can't make a lot of money because I haven't gone to school. Don't limit yourself there. Search within. That's my advice. So go within and ask yourself, what are my talents naturally and how can I develop them into skills? And set yourself on this path and you'll notice that your income is going to double, triple, quadruple, you know, as the years go by. So this is a never-ending process. I never stop developing myself. You know, I always seek new opportunities and ways to improve myself and build my skills. So you don't want to see this as a finite thing. You actually want to see it not even as an obligation. Some people are like, oh man, they dread learning stuff. They dread turning talents into their skills, which is, in my opinion, that's pretty stupid. Because life is about evolving, not in a way that you, like, you're not good enough the way you are, and then you're like, you have to be. No, I don't mean that way. I mean, it's about evolving what is already inside of you. It's like a painter or a sculptor, and he's sculpting and he's practicing, you know? You really want to enjoy the process of creating a masterpiece from yourself, creating an amazing sculpture, creating a beautiful painting out of yourself. You know, I may sound romantic, but that's really how you want to see it. You want to see yourself as a uncut stone and unpolished diamond, and you want to polish it. You want to cut it. You know, so get on the path of development. Get on the path of working your talent so that it becomes skills, and just see your life transform. I'll talk to you soon.